This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد, first of all, let me thank MashaAllah Sheikh Yasser for that very nice introduction and for the mosque for inviting me. And I was asked to speak for about 10 minutes or so. And I'm not very good for speaking for about 10 minutes or so. For one reason is, you know, what to speak about. There's so many topics that are extremely important that every Muslim needs to know. And you're like, you're given this one opportunity and you're just struggling to figure out what to speak about. And then, mashallah, Sheikh Yasser, may Allah reward him, also added a few topics on top of what was already scrambling in my mind. And so right now you're looking at a very confused individual. So I decided to speak about something. Since the Salat is so central, I just want to remind us about one, in one way it's a very simple aspect related to the Salat, but it does require us for it to have like the kind of impact, inshallah, that it should be having. It requires us for us to do something. And so when we recite Surah Al-Fatiha, we begin Surah Al-Fatiha, as you all know, we say, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, Malik Yawm al-Din. So in just this early, this short portion of the Salat, the kind of emotions or the kind of the actions of the heart that should be developed in this first opening part of Surah Al-Fatiha, which we're going to recite in every rak'ah. First we say Alhamdulillah, so we mention the name Allah. And if someone really knows Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by his names and attributes, one of the first feelings of emotions that you have with respect to Allah is to have love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should have love for Allah. You know, people have their idols, they chase all sorts of things. And one of the things that is driving them is they have love for them. Even Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes how disbelievers love their idols, and Allah describes about الَّذِينَ أَمَرُوا أَشَدُّ حُبًّا لِلَّهِ, that the believer should have even a stronger love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The name Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should produce within us very emotional feelings. But when you look at this passage, actually when you say Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, after we mention Allah, we say Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. And it's interesting to me, when you look in almost, let's say, like 90% of the books of tafsir, there's a question, is this Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, is this what they call badal, is this a position, or is it like a noun adjective phrase? In almost all the books of tafsir, they conclude that it's a noun adjective phrase. So if you think in English, noun adjective phrase, there's a certain way which you express it. And yet for some reason, about 90% or even more of the translations do the exact opposite. So if this is a noun adjective phrase, you're not saying, all praise be to Allah, the compassionate, the merciful. You translate that into English as all praise be to the compassionate, the merciful Allah. Right? Noun adjective phrase in English. In English, we put the adjective first and the noun coming after it. And there's a difference if you're referring to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you're referring to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as the compassionate, the merciful Allah, there's a difference between that and saying Allah the compassionate, merciful. So just, you know, just thinking about that verse, just think about the name Allah, but then emphasizing we're talking about the compassionate, the merciful Allah. The name Allah itself, as I said, should produce a love, but then you're emphasizing that aspect while mentioning the name of Allah. This should, as I said, already produce feelings of love. But then we emphasize again, we say Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. So beyond the love, also we have, what does Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, what is the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so merciful? This should produce within us hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But then he's Maliki Yawm al-Din. He's the master of the day of judgment. He's the master of that day in which everybody will be brought and have to answer for their deeds that they perform in this world. And this should produce a level of khawf, of fear. And when you look in the books of Iman, they talk about the three main components of what Iman, what is faith all about. They talk about love, hope, and fear. Love, hope, and fear. So when reciting Surah Al-Fatiha, when we go into the Salat, as we're beginning the Salat, right, and as we're beginning every rak'ah, basically what's happening is our iman is being re-energized. And then as we go through the rest of the Salat, you know, it already has this preface, already has this strong feeling within it as we go through the Salat. But there's a catch. And that is that these words are only going to have this emotive impact, this emotional impact on us, if we take the time to remember and reflect on what they actually mean. You know, if we have a husband and wife, let's say they're trying to get to have a child for many years, they weren't able to have a child for many years, and then they finally have a child, let's say they name her Fatima. So all you do is have to mention the name Fatima to them, and they might feel very emotional. Just the name, right? The name immediately affects them and brings all sorts of emotions of love and feelings towards that name that you mentioned. So here we are mentioning the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but we're not having that kind of emotional feeling, because we're not going back and reminding ourselves about who is Allah and what does this word really mean and what is the implications of it and so forth. It's become something that we've learned since we were a child, and our hearts have just become kind of deadened to it. It doesn't have any impact. But inshallah, if we remind ourselves, if we go back every now and then and think and reflect upon the different names of Allah, and especially thinking about the fact that He is the compassionate and merciful Allah, He is the compassionate and merciful, He's the master of the Day of Judgment. Inshallah, these words, just by hearing these names, just by hearing these names, our iman, inshallah, is rejuvenated. And then we are ready for the rest. To say, Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'in, and the rest of the salat, inshallah. So the catch, as I said, is we cannot just pass through these names as if they're you know, just like Tom, Dick, and Harry. This is the best. Right? We have to actually understand what they mean, and again, regularly kind of like go back to them, so that inshallah, as soon as we hear the name Allah, it has an impact on us. As soon as we hear Ar-Rahman, it has an impact. As soon as we hear Maliki Yawmiddin and so forth. So I think my 10 minutes are up. Inshallah. So hadha wallahu a'lam, wa barakallahu fikum, wa assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.